Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome to show number 92. Thank you for joining us. There will be four readings in the first part of this podcast. Readings will be coming from the book of Job, Psalms 34, the book of Jeremiah, and Psalms 126. All readings are from the NIV translation. Hear the word of God. Then Job replied to the Lord, "I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted. You ask, 'Who is this that obscures my counsel without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know.' You said, 'Now listen, and I will speak. I will question you, and you shall answer me. My ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore I despise myself, and I repent in dust and ashes.'" Moving to verse 10. After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord made him prosperous again and gave him twice as much as he had before. All his brothers and sisters and everyone who had known him before came and ate with him in his house. They comforted and consoled him over all the troubles the Lord had brought upon him, and each one gave him a piece of silver and a gold ring. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life with more than the first. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. And he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. The first daughter was named Jemima, and the second Keziah, and the third Karen Kapuch. Now, nowhere in all the land were there found women as beautiful as Job's daughters, and their father granted them an inheritance along with their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years. He saw his children and their children to the fourth generation, and so he died old and full of years. Now, turning to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 8, and then verses 19 through 22. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look at him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Beginning at verse 19. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 7 through 9. This is what the Lord says. Sing with joy for Jacob. Shout for the greatness of the nations. Make your praises heard and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I will bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the ends of the earth. Among them will be the blind and the lame, expectant mothers and women in labor. A great throng will return. I will come with weeping. I will pray as I bring them back. I will lead them beside streams of waters on the level path where they will not stumble, because I am Israel's father, and Ephraim is my firstborn son. And now for Psalms 126 in its entirety. When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the streams of Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seeds to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. Amen. We will now listen to a song entitled Taste and See, Psalm 34, by Shane and Shane.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from every fear. Those who look on him are radiant, they'll never be ashamed. Never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard me and saved me from my enemy. The Son of God surrounds his saints. He will deliver them. He will deliver them. Magnify the Lord with me. Come exalt his name. Together glorify the Lord with me.
There will be two readings of scripture in this second part of the podcast. However, there will be a special feature at the closing. The first reading will be from Hebrews chapter 7, verses 23 through 28. And the second reading is taken from Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. Beginning in Hebrews, Jesus, like Melchizedek. Now there were many of those priests, since death prevented them from continuing in office, but because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Such a high priest meets our needs, one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day. First for his own sin, and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests men who are weak, but the oath which came after the law appointed the Son, who has been made perfect forever. Now, Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. Blind Bartimaeus receives his sight. Then they came to Jericho, as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. We will listen to a special presentation entitled "The Paradigm" by James Card as he sings and discusses Mark, the Gospel of Passion. My thanks to Mr. Card and to YouTube for sharing this contribution with us.
He is poor, he is blind, and he will be a paradigm, one of Jesus' greatest finds there beside the road. Calling out, he has the nerve to want what he does not deserve. All the beggar's begging for is mercy from the Lord. So come, all you beggars, up on your feet. Take courage, He's calling to you to surrender your striving and find the nerve to boldly ask for what you don't deserve. A timeless moment caught in time, the beggar leaves it all behind. Then the perfect paradigm calls Jesus by name. Falling down on his knees with one request he wants to see, and he could see immediately when Jesus said go. So come all you beggars, up on your feet, take courage. He's calling to you to surrender your striving and find the nerve to boldly ask for what you don't deserve.
Okay, Mark is Peter's gospel. Mark is a disciple of Peter, a follower of Peter. In 1 Peter, he's referred to as my son. So Mark and Peter have this, you know, big brother, little brother kind of relationship. And Mark is written to a group of people who are suffering persecution. It's written just after the fire in Rome. And persecution has broken out. Christians are being crucified for the first time, being, you know, set on fire and thrown to wild beasts and that sort of thing. And so if you read the Gospel of Mark, realizing it's written to that particular group, it comes to life. Mark's not really interested, for example, in the story of Jesus' temptation in the wilderness. It's only a couple of verses long. There's no threefold temptation, you know, Satan tempting Jesus to turn the bread and the stones into bread and that sort of thing. But when Mark does tell that story, he adds one detail that none of the other gospel writers add, and that is that when he was in the wilderness, Jesus was with the wild beasts. And that plugs into the life situation of Mark, because those first readers of the Gospel of Mark were being thrown to wild beasts in the arena. The other thing that Mark is really interested in, and Peter is interested in, I think, is that you must believe before you see in the Gospel of Mark. Peter's confession that Jesus is the Christ must happen before the transfiguration. The transfiguration isn't proof. Jesus doesn't do proof. And so when you come to the end of the Gospel of Mark, you meet this little man that this song is about, the blind man, Bartimaeus. Only Mark tells us his name. He's interested. Matthew tells a story, but he's not that interested in it. Luke tells us about the little man in the tree, Zacchaeus. So in Luke, as Jesus is entering Jericho, he meets Zacchaeus. In Mark, as he's leaving Jericho, he meets, on his way to Jerusalem, he meets Bartimaeus. And Bartimaeus is the disciple Jesus has been looking for 3 years because he believes before he sees. He's blind, so he's never seen anything. But he's the only person in the gospel who calls Jesus, Jesus. He's the only person in Mark that names Jesus by his name. So he's special. But he's calling out for mercy. He's calling out for Jesus to give him, by definition, what he doesn't deserve. And that's probably the first step that all of Jesus' disciples have to be willing to make, to ask for, to beg for what we don't deserve. That's mercy.
Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.